a thing they asked for. Now, the biggest question is, why were they not given all these things before they got favor? What changed the atmosphere? The Bible says they were working for 400 years. They were in Egypt suffering and working without being paid. But when God gave them favor, the Bible says the people of Egypt began to give them anything they wanted. I want a contract. Here it is. I want a project. Here it is. I want promotion. Here. The Bible says they were granted anything they wanted. For the Lord had given them what? Maybe we read the scripture. Exodus 12 verse 36. And the Lord had what? Given the people what?
Favor
in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they granted them what they requested. Thus, they plundered the Egyptians. Now, let's read in the Message translation. In the Message, it says, God saw it to it that the Egyptians lacked the people. So the word there, favor, has been used as the word like. Now, when we break on the names of favor, which we looked at, we saw a favor of possessions. It is known as what? Tob. The Lord liked the people, and so readily, they were ready to give them anything they needed. Gave them what they asked for. Now imagine you've been for years, or I've been going to an application, and to today they are not giving it to you. They are not ready. You go there and say, I want this. They say, no, we're not ready to give it to you. The Bible says they were ready to give them anything they requested. Why? In NKJV, it says, because the Lord had given the people favor. So the moment just get the favor, imagine this, just getting the favor, your whole timetable, environment just changes. These men, God even came and he said, Moses, I have heard the prayers and I've seen the tears of my people. Therefore, I have come down to deliver them. But trust you me, they were still in problems. Moses went to them like this, they were still in problems. The favor happened a few days before they left Egypt. I wish they got this favor area. So you can be praying and God can say, I've seen your tears. Yet you don't have favor yet. It is a favor that will become a catalyst of change. When favor came upon the people, bam! The Bible says anything they requested, they were being given. Favor would change anything. The Bible says God gave them favor and everything what? Changed. There was no need to say, we are now. No, just favor was enough. Do you know what happened? The people of Israel, they didn't have minds. But the Bible says even God, businesses, they began to deal with things they never thought they would go into. Some of you, the favor will make you venture in programs and projects you never thought you would actually venture, will open doors for you. You never thought those doors would ever open for you. And I pray that this will not just be a teaching, but you will receive with all your heart. And you will experience it in the name of Jesus. In the realms of science, all right, there is what is known as the rhesus factor. The mother could be a rhesus factor positive, and the child could be rhesus factor negative. Now, let me not use the rhesus factor as an example, because most of you won't even relate what I'm talking about. But let me use a sickle cell. Okay? A child can be born, because a sickle cell is inherited. It can be passed from one parent to another. You are there, right? However, there is a possibility that you may be born with a sickle cell, yet you are not sickle cell positive. You are just a carrier. Did you hear me?
Yes.
So there will be no sickle cell in your body, but you are a carrier. You can pass it to your child, because you are just a carrier. Did I speak to someone? Right?
Yes.
Now, in the spirit, this is also true. You can be a woman of God praying for people, miracles happening, yet in your life, nothing happens. You are just a miracle carrier. I have seen people who brought someone and introduced them to a big project, and the person they introduced walked out with a miracle, and they walked out with nothing. They're just carriers of destiny. Oh, I'm talking to you, right?
Yes.
It needs a particular favor to start working. The Bible says God made it so. You need a system of favor working for you. Come on, come on, come on. So, we're reading it for the last time, the scripture. Let's read it again. Read the first part, okay? And the Lord had given. So, we begin to look at main players in the statement. And the Lord had given. So, we underline the word given. So, we underline the word given. So, given is an act that happened.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so God had given. So, underline the word given there. Okay, then we continue. The people. What did he give the people? Favor. So you underline the word favor there. Now let's go ahead. In the sight of the Egyptians, where was this favor happening? In the sight. In other words, when Egyptian looks at an Israelite, the sight, just that sight. So where God had to put the favor was not in the pockets of Egyptians, but sight. So when an Egyptian looks at an Israelite, just that sight, there was a favor of saying, I'm ready to do anything for this one. So imagine that God does this for you. That anybody who looks at you, they are ready. Anything you say, they are ready to do it.
I receive.
Believers are praying wrongly. Just praying wrongly. Favor is a system. It is a divine system. I'm telling you, the Bible says even Jesus, the Bible says he increased in wisdom, in stature, and in favor. The Bible says that. Because no one in the Bible performed anything without favor as a system. Are you here, right?
Yes.
Somebody say, oh, favor.
Oh, favor.
Operate in my life.
Operate in my life.
I decree and declare.
I decree and declare.
I will operate in the system of favor.
I will operate in the system of favor.
You need it?
Yes.
Say the system of favor.
The system of favor.
Imagine having this system working for you. Do you understand? So let's go back. And the Lord had given. So, there's a given, a verb, given.
Yes.
The Lord had given the people. Mm-hmm. Why did God give the people favor? Remember what God said. He had heard their prayers, seen their tears.
Uh-huh.
The Lord gives them what? Favor. This has nothing to do with their deliverance from Egypt.
Yes.
Because I told you, every deliverance, I told you this thing I think years ago, every deliverance comes along with money. If your deliverance happened and there was no money involved, we need to do it again.
Oh, yes.
You're quiet. Every deliverance in the Bible, wherever someone was delivered, money also followed. You see, even the region, the Bible says that when the man was delivered, when the demon came out, the man wasn't even wearing clothes. The Bible says, and the man, okay, was given clothes. But the next statement, it says what? The man began to go country by country, preaching the gospel. The man, all of a sudden, the Bible says he began to move nations. And you, a pastor, you can't move nations. We need to revisit. We need to do it again. Ah! Can you imagine this? Can you imagine this? The people of Israel, God comes to deliver them. But he is not just delivering them. He is also giving them what? Money. The Bible says they left Egypt millionaires. Oh, maybe I give you more examples. The Bible says the women of substance. It says these women, the Bible says Jesus had delivered them from what? From various spirits and cured them from diseases. And the Bible says, and these women began to serve Jesus with their money. After deliverance. So if you talk about deliverance in the Bible, whosoever is linked to deliverance, you will hear something. What about the Paul? Paul, he was a prosecutor who was prosecuting the saints, the believers. He would find a case. He would look for a case on the men of God. And when he find that case, he will use it in court until you are killed. Amongst the people he did it for was Stephen. Who he, in fact, he was there when he was being killed. Yes. There are wicked prosecutors in the world against the church. Yes, now, imagine this. The man, when he was being delivered, the Bible talks about his deliverance. That when Jesus met him, the man went into deliverance. And his deliverance took 3 days. Yeah. And from his eyes, you know, the other people who, when we're delivering them, you know, others, they can even go to toilet. Others, they can vomit. Others, it's tears. You just see tears dropping. And they don't even know. They will not even manifest, like screaming, no, but just tears. And they'll be like, oh, I was touched in church. You know, no. It was not being touched. Something was happening. And some will just yawn. And they want to know. They won't even know that something just came out. And they'll be like, but me, I've never been delivered. I see people being delivered. No, shut up. I saw you yawning. Oh, yes. Amen. And so there are different things. And some people, you know, like Paul, scales began to fall from his eyes. Do you understand? Yes. Scales began to what? To fall from his eyes. And when you continue reading the scriptures in chapter 13 of Acts, in chapter 14, you hear that when he was arrested and when Paul was arrested, he was put in prison. There was no one who could take him out. He had no money and he was on bail. He was released. And he had no one to help him apart from one man, Barnabas, who the Bible says went to help him out financially. But what was his end? The man was delivered. If you continue reading the scripture, the man had a company of manufacturing tents. Until he wrote a scripture and he said what? He said, I don't need your money. I'm okay. Because deliverance goes along with what? With the money. May you receive your deliverance and money. So, when the people of Israel were being delivered out of Egypt, the Bible says what God gave them was what? Favor. Now that you were delivered, you are prayed for, you were delivered. All you need right now is a favor. Because it is a favor that will begin to speak for you. This system of favor is very dangerous. I'm foreseeing someone here is watching me, on our beloved television. God's system is working for you. And the opposite of favor is very dangerous. Because the opposite of the word favor is similar to being disliked. Now imagine you've applied for a job and just looking at your CV, they dislike it. Imagine you've got a business proposal, just looking at it, it is disliked. Imagine someone wants to marry you, just all of a sudden they begin to dislike you. Favor changes everything. Jesus had favor. The Bible says that he increased in favor. The Bible says Jesus increased in favor. Watch this. Do you understand this? That Jesus would tell people to say, go and tell them to bring the donkey here. Was he the owner?
No.
Say, bring the donkey. They'll go and say, the master wants the donkey. Just take it. Go and give him. No questions. Take it. He had that favor that he would come and say, I need this. And they said, no, take it. Who? You said again, who? Jesus. No, take it. It was not just a happening. There was a system, the Bible says, he increased in what? In favor, in the sight of men and in the sight of God. Imagine Jesus coming at the boat, said, no, bring the boat here. They will just give him. He never owned a boat, but he was every day sailing on water. Say favor.
Favor.
You will begin to wonder how any small thing you will touch, it will turn into a big enterprise. Say, by the name of Jesus.
By the name of Jesus.
Let favor work for me.
Let favor work for me.
Say it again. By the name of Jesus.
By the name of Jesus.
Let favor work for me.
Let favor work for me.
I want us to say it again together. Say, favor is a system.
Favor is a system
that God uses,
that God uses
for his people.
For his people.
Say amen.
Amen.
Now I have told you this, that if favor is not involved in who you are, there are different kinds and aspects of favor which we will not be talking about tonight. But favor can work in much dimension. Now, so there's favor for salvation, which is known as grace. Okay? Which in Greek is known as charis. Now, the word charis is the same word favor. But in a way of spiritual transformation. Charis. Charisma. The change of the spirit. Where a person changes. It is that favor. However, favor does not end there. We have seen different aspects where favor operates. We have seen where favor can work on finances, where favor can work in boardrooms. We have discussed all those matter of events. Hello? But tonight, I just want to add something that is very important. Most people who pray and God is silent about it, they prayed that prayer outside favor. Because the only time, and I'm going to repeat this, the only time God answered a person, it is when the person prayed inside the favor. I'm going to give you a verse, don't worry about it. Anybody who prayed outside the favor, God was silent. Like, oh, I'm praying for something, I'm praying. No, you may have the favor of God for other things. But as we discussed, panim, the favor from God that makes God look at you differently. We also looked at the favor that God looks at you as he looks others on prominence. Imagine God looking at you to say, you know what, this one. What made God to say, I have loved Jacob and I hate Esau. What made God to say that? Imagine there are two people, there's Cain and there's Abel. And all of them are giving their offering to God. And the Bible says God accepted one offering. The Bible says God accepted one offering. One was accepted. So we also have to see what can attract favor. We may all give. We may all pray. But what would be that will make God say, I'm going to answer this prayer and not this one? What would be? We are all giving. I'm going to. Did you hear that?
Yes.
When we dig this teaching, we can even go further because you must meet me in my office.
Yes, amen.
Hey. I summon you now. Start working in my life. Start speaking for me. To lose.